Hello to all my bosom friends out there in the Booniverse. I hope you're all keeping well and having a bootiful day. It is blummin' cold in this part of darkest Canuckistan at the moment, which is odd, considering that earlier in the week the weather was absolutely gorgeous. But as the days went by, the temperature got lower and lower until, horror of horrors, I woke up to snow flurries this morning. Ah! Shoot me now! I'm not ready for this! The snow subsequently turned to rain, though, so now there's this nasty, cold, mizzling rain falling outside, and I'm really hoping that it's not going to be like this when I have to leave for church in the morning. But on the positive side, this kind of weather is perfect for staying at home and reading a good book. So I spent my evening perusing the latest issue of a magazine that I subscribe to called Our Special, which is written by and for women who have visual impairments. So there are a number of blind columnists who write for this magazine on a regular basis, but it also contains articles from several well-known popular publications. A few of these articles really captured my attention tonight, so I thought they would be worth sharing here on Audioboom, and I hope they'll be of interest to some of my gentle followers. The first one I'm going to share immediately made me think of Paul Omani, Omani Blog, here on Audioboom. Paul is always encouraging people to be generous and kind to each other, so this article, which is called The World is Filled with Kind-Hearted People, is about an act of kindness that completely changed someone's life. And that was why I had to think of Paul as soon as I read it. Now, I must apologize in advance if my reading is a bit slow and stilted. We North American Braille readers have been forced to make the transformation, the giant leap, from the American Braille code that we grew up with to Unified English Braille Code, UEB. Now, UEB was developed to eliminate some ambiguities in the Braille code, and it does a good job, and it's not totally different from what I'm used to, but it's different enough that it does take some getting used to. For example, a number of contractions that I grew up with no longer exist, and there are a fair amount of symbols that were changed and replaced with other ones. So as I'm reading, I'm having to process this code, and that's why my delivery may not be up to its usual standard. But I'm going to give this a whirl anyway. This article was originally published in the June 2015 issue of Woman's World. It's called The World is Filled with Kind-Hearted People and is by Taryn Phillips Quinn. When her son felt rejected because of his Asperger's syndrome, Melissa asked for help in cheering him up on his birthday, and people worldwide responded. Melissa Camus was checking her email when her son, Odin, asked, "Mom, have you heard from anyone yet?" The Peterborough, Ontario mother's heart sank. Odin's 13th birthday was coming up, and Melissa had planned a party and sent invitations to 15 kids at his school. But she hadn't received a single RSVP. Seeing the disappointment in Odin's eyes, Melissa felt her heart break. Odin has Asperger's syndrome, and though he's friendly, his mom says he's always had trouble fitting in. He'd been bullied and teased at school a lot lately for being different. There were days when he'd tell Melissa, "I just wish kids would like me." "What can I do to help him?" Melissa worried. Melissa hoped a party might be a chance for his classmates to get to know Odin better and see the funny and smart kid she knew him to be. But now, with Odin's birthday just days away, she thought, we can't have a party without guests. It's okay, Mum. We can just go bowling, Odin told her. But she knew he was crushed, and so was she. So, after a sleepless night, Melissa poured her heart out to a group of local mums she knew on Facebook, explaining what happened. She also posted that she planned to take Odin bowling on his birthday, and asked if they would send him a text or an email on the new cell phone she bought for him. I figured a few birthday greetings, even from my friends, would make him smile, she says. You can count on us, the mums responded. But as word spread, the message went viral, and soon Odin's cell phone was beeping with birthday greetings from all over the world, as far away as New Zealand, Korea, and India. Someone shared the story on Twitter, where it caught the attention of professional sports teams, politicians, and TV news stations. Happy birthday, Odin, they all tweeted. Even Elijah Wood sent his best wishes, and country superstar Carrie Underwood chimed in. Heard about a sweet boy named Odin. Happy birthday, buddy. By Odin's birthday, to his and Melissa's astonishment, he'd received 11,000 heartfelt messages in all. Mum, this is really cool. But how do all these people know about my birthday? He wondered. I don't know, but it's amazing. Melissa hugged him. And there were more surprises to come. On his big day, Odin and Melissa were shocked when a limo arrived to take them bowling. A gift from a friend, the driver explained with a smile. And when they arrived at the lanes, hundreds of people, most of them strangers, were there to help Odin celebrate his birthday. Even kids from Odin's school showed up to lend their support. I feel more popular than Justin Bieber, Odin grinned. Tears filled Melissa's eyes as the crowd cheered and sang happy birthday. And her heart filled with happiness when Odin thanked everyone and smiled. This is the best birthday ever. The outpouring of love lifted Odin's spirits. And, adds his mum, gave him confidence he had never had before. It's amazing to think I mattered to so many people, Odin says. And even after the party, the goodwill continued. Melissa says a dialogue opened at Odin's school about Asperger's, and kids have become friendlier and more understanding. I can't say thank you enough to everyone who took the time to make my son feel important. It just shows that the world is filled with kind-hearted people, Melissa smiles. So there you have it, folks. I thought that was an absolutely beautiful story, very heartwarming. And also, I was so impressed that an article was published about someone from Peterborough. That's not all that far from where I live.